back to the Black Sword Radio Show. Breaking news that Morsi has been ousted, and I am fortunate enough to have met a young lady who is an Egyptian political analyst and activist and also an associate fellow of the Middle East Forum, namely Ms. Cynthia Farahat. And I was lucky to get her to come on and explain all this to us, because let me tell you, every time I talk to her, I learn something new about Egypt. So welcome, Cynthia.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So, hey, is your website up so I can give out your website address? Is it there? Is it ready?
Yes, it is today. Just first day today.
Okay. What is it? Is it Cynthia.Farahat?
No, it says CynthiaFarahat.com, just my full name.com.
Okay. So Farahat, like Farahat.
Yes,
but
sir.
Farahat is in Hadi, Egyptian Hadi.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
All right. Well, listen, so I want to keep you through the rest of this segment, because I'm really fascinated by all this. And the reason why I am is because you've told me before that the Muslim Brotherhood is the scourge of Egypt. And I also learned through friends of mine that in Turkey that you better not even mention being part of Muslim or being Islam or whatever, because they would just like beat you down. And I was like, get out of here. And they would, no, it is the truth. So it brought me back to the conversation that you and I had. So explain what's going on, because this is the most confusing thing I've ever seen, thinking that Morsi replaces Mubarak, but I guess he was considered sort of the lapdog of Obama, and then the Muslim Brotherhood saying we ousted him. But then you're kind of – based on what you and I – our conversations have been, I felt like perhaps it was the citizens rather who have sort of said we don't want either one of them. So explain it to me, because I'm confused.
Yes. The first thing that happened in 2011 was Mubarak was ousted through a military coup. That was a military coup, and they just used a protest, the 25th of January 2011 protest, to justify the coup. And even someone from military intelligence that used to call me just to threaten me every now and then, he told me during the protest before Mubarak left office that we are going to come with revolutionary legitimacy. So what happened during Mubarak's time, that was a military coup. What happened afterwards was the military, and I wrote that actually before the presidential elections, that the military is going to install the most unpopular candidate so that they would be able to get rid of him easily and have, start a new revolution. That's exactly
get
what
happened. Get out of here. So Morsi was like the worst guy that could have been selected.
I cannot imagine anything worse on the planet, seriously. The guy can't speak Arabic, can't speak English. I think he's mentally impaired, and he's a terrorist. It's just – and he's a prison escapee. So it's just a disaster.
Really? Wait. You said some things. He doesn't speak Arabic?
His Arabic is pretty bad. American friends that studied Arabic, and they can form – better sentence than his.
Ooh, that was kind of catty towards Americans there, Cynthia.
No, because how good they are. It's a dead language, for God's sake.
Okay. So he was handpicked. So are you saying that Obama's incompetence even goes into who he – explain this to me. So did our government say – who should we pick? And they put up Morsi and Obama fell for it. Is that kind of what you're saying?
The Obama administration was going to agree on any member of the Muslim Brotherhood. So when the Supreme Council of Armed Forces told them this is the guy we want, so they both came to the agreement that it's okay as long as he's affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, because President Obama's agenda in the Middle East is to install the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization in power in every single country in the region. And that's exactly what has happened. President Obama's affiliation with the Muslim Brotherhood did not start in 2009. I assume that it started in 1988 when a Saudi millionaire and an affiliate with the Saudi regime paid his Harvard tuition in 1988. So I think that this whole Muslim Brotherhood affiliation, association, or whatever you want to call it, goes way back.
All right. Well, listen, hang in with us because I got a lot to ask you. So you can hang in, right?
Sure.
All right. I'm talking with Cynthia Farahat. That's CynthiaFarahat.com. And she is an Egyptian political analyst, and she'll be right back with me on the Black Sphere Radio Show.
Constitution of the United States of America, the greatest legal document ever written. More than 100 countries have modeled their governments on it, but it gets no respect at home. Right now, it's under attack by countless progressives. That's why Liberty Alliance is launching a national campaign to help citizens read and understand the Constitution. Visit freeconstitution.com to get a free copy of the Pocket Catechism on the Constitution. Containing 333 questions and answers, the Pocket Catechism on the Constitution will thoroughly train you to defend America's supreme law. Visit freeconstitution.com now.
Looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at Tea Party Community.
How many books do you know of that address topics of education and welfare, local government, state government, taxation, money and banking, free markets, courts, war and the military, and the executive power? How many books do you know actually talk about these topics from a biblical perspective and set forth all of the issues, ideas, the history, and the hurdles, and the blueprints for the way forward? Hi, I'm Joel McDermott with AmericanVision.org. In Restoring America One County at a Time, I cover all these topics and more, showing you how America was once free, how those freedoms were lost, and giving you an uncompromising biblical approach to get those freedoms back. I focus on practical steps, local solutions, personal sacrifices, and it has a multi-generational vision. So don't just sit around talking about Restoring America. Actually do something. And you can start by getting my book, Restoring America One County at a Time, at AmericanVision.org.
Profile America, Wednesday, July 3rd. Befitting the eve of the nation's celebration of freedom, one of the most important pieces of legislation in our history became law on this date in 1964. The Civil Rights Act, signed by President Lyndon Johnson, swept away Jim Crow laws by prohibiting discrimination in all accommodations and facilities open to the public, as well as employment, union membership, and voter registration. Shortly after the Civil Rights Act became law, nearly 42% of blacks lived in poverty. Today, that figure is just under 28%. In 1964, less than 20% of African-American adults had a high school diploma. Now, nearly 83% have graduated. You can find more facts about America's people, places, and economy from the American Community Survey at census.gov.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The immigration bill that passed in the Senate late last week was a terribly flawed bill that couldn't be supported by any of the GOP Senate superstars except Marco Rubio. It cannot, it will not pass in the House. There are a number of reasons. They can be summed up with just this one: the absence in the bill of a fence that would actually work. That fence must extend across tribal lands where necessary. It must contain citizens standing to sue for enforcement. It must trump all contrary laws which contain citizens standing provisions that could be used to block a fence. And this new law must have detailed construction specs and mapping. If that sort of detail's not in the House law, it won't garner the support it needs to pass the House, period. We got to act and act sensibly, and we've got to act now. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call nonprofit Trinity Debt Management today at 800-936-5348 or go to mydebthasmedown.com.
All right. right, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, the Blackstone Radio Show, and my guest is an Egyptian political analyst and activist and an associate fellow of the Middle East Forum, an absolute intellect in more ways than one, and I am proud to have Cynthia giving me some much-needed help in understanding what's going on in Egypt. So welcome back, Cynthia Farahat.
Thank you for having me again, Kevin.
You're more than welcome. So listen, explain to us, tell me what do you think is going to happen with all this? Because I think part of what Americans are interested in is the Middle East, because we know it's volatile. But I was saying yesterday, I think on one of the shows just recently, that there's never going to be peace in the Middle East. It's kind of a waste of time, but in the sense of that particular objective. But it's not a waste of time in supporting the people who are fighting for freedom over there. So what's happened with Morsi, and what do you predict is going to happen? And also give people insight as to what the Christian community and this thing that I can still not wrap my mind around, that the Muslims are not in control over there.
I'll tell you what happened right now, and there has been for the past 2 months a movement, and some of their co-founders are some of my best friends for decades, and people that have been working for separation of mosque and state and human rights and religious rights and everything in capitalism and free market and all the beautiful stuff. So a lot of the founders of the movement rebellion that was founded 2 months ago are great, wonderful dissidents. They actually gathered in 2 months 2 million signatures to get rid of Mohamed Morsi and start a new presidential election and have a presidential committee until the elections take place. So imagine that in 2 months, 22 million signatures with their personal ID numbers, and that is that resulted in the June 30th protest, which was, according to a lot of analysts in CNN and numerous sources, that it might be the biggest political protest in history. So it was huge. The estimated number of people that were there was, from different sources, was between 17 million, some sources 30 million. But it was it was massive. It was insane. You could see a lot of the pictures. I posted them on the Facebook page. But this resulted in, and all of them were against the ideological and organizational structure of the Muslim Brotherhood. And this is what is going to happen. Since the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization is in Egypt, dismantling the headquarters could mean the dismantling of the Muslim Brotherhood worldwide, which exists in more than 70 different countries. So that is a blow to one of the largest terrorist organization on planet Earth. Egyptians destroyed the organizational structure and dismantled it. So that is a historic victory for humankind, not just Egypt.
That is utterly amazing. I didn't even know that occurred. But anyway, okay, go ahead, because I'm riveted here.
It's just too fascinating. And the second thing is that these people, the Muslim Brotherhood, are the ideological and militaristic source of Sunni Islamic terrorism on planet Earth. So actually, their defeat would mean that you would have less people dead all over the world. And the third most important point is that since the establishment of the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization in 1928, their main objective was to establish Islamic imperialism, known as the Caliphate. And that has been their major project, and that's why they were established after the fall of the Ottoman Empire in 1924. So what Egyptian protesters were actually chanting against the state, the Caliphate project. They were actually chanting against Islamic imperialism because it intervenes with Egyptian sovereignty. Today, I spoke to one of the leaders of the movement of rebellion, and he told me exactly one of our main objectives is ending the Caliphate project. We will not allow the destruction of Egypt's sovereignty and self-governance. Islamic imperialism is an act of war, we will remain nonviolent, and we will get our freedom and our sovereignty with a civil strike. So that is a quote that I got today from one of the leaders of rebellion. So it is all great, but there's going to be consequences because they are terrorists and they are going to retaliate, and they have said that. Al-Jamal Islamiya terrorist group, it's one of the worst terrorist groups in the world and one of the oldest, stated that they declared something called Nifir. Nifir is even worse than jihad. It means mass jihad on Egypt. And there has been reports that Morsi's government or Morsi's regime exported thousands of terrorists from all over the region to start war inside Egypt against innocent citizens. And actually members of the Muslim Brotherhood threatened on video, we have these videos on YouTube, that they will have a string of improvised explosive. And they actually started to do that. They did that in a roadside bomb in Port Said city in Egypt. Uh-huh. And that is a beautiful city. They announced also on the 30th of June that they are the first Muslim Brotherhood free city in Egypt. All wow. The members of the Brotherhood fled the whole city, and the rest left the organization. So we have cities now competing to rid themselves of the Muslim Brotherhood, not through violence, but through disagreeing with terrorists. And that's what they said today on Egyptian television. Someone said from the Movement of Rebellion, along with a military official, that terrorists are no longer welcomed in this country. They will either have to denounce their ideology or they will go to prison.
All right. Hey, Cynthia, one more short segment coming up and then I'm done. But what an amazing story. Thank you for being on and hanging with me for the next segment. And then I'm going to free you. OK.
OK, sure.
All right. Thanks. Back in a minute.
Government is Jabba the Hutt.
This is Kevin Jackson.
It's a big, fat, tick-looking organism that wants all the pretty princesses. Government is a freak show, and that's why liberals excel at it.
You found the Black Sphere Radio Network. A generation ago, a television series brought home a people's journey from darkness to light. Roots changed America, and America needs to be changed again. This time, it's Grassroots. Grassroots, starring Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere. In 1865, Republican President Lincoln freed the slaves from their Democrat masters. Today, big government is the master, and ordinary Americans of every color are the slaves. The time has come for emancipation, too. See Grassroots and learn about crushing taxpayer debt, job-killing government command economy, fascistic control of industry, union handouts and bailouts at your expense, and the phony race hustlers who keep you quiet by calling you a racist. Grassroots. Demand your freedom. Kevin Jackson of the BlackSphere.net brings you Emancipation 2. This time, even the white folks get freed.
Hi, John Grayson here. Coming up tonight on Overnight America, busy time. We're going to talk with Dave White from Movies.com about the big screen releases this weekend. And since we'll head into the 4th of July, we'll talk with a young man who is a combat wounded veteran from Afghanistan who now spends his time motivating soldiers like him. All of that tonight. Be here for it on Overnight America.
Overnight America with John Grayson. Overnight until 5 on Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-228-9620 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-228-9620. 800-228-9620.
Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life.
Swift 1-2 en route with urgent ASAC now copy.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Make a donation to Fisher House because a family's love is good medicine.
I can't imagine anybody's getting a better understanding of the ousting of Morsi today than on the Black Sphere radio show, thanks to Cynthia Farahat. That's Cynthia dot, no, I'm sorry, Cynthia Farahat at the, at what is it? What is your email?
It's CynthiaFarahat.com.
Okay.
I know. My name is complicated.
All right. Hey, I gotta tell the audience this, because Cynthia and I are friends, but let me tell you this. Cynthia believes she is absolutely an amazing intellect, and believe it or not, and you people are going to crack up when I tell you this, and Cynthia, I'm putting you on the spot, but she actually tells me that she worries about her English when she's speaking in English. And I will promise you, if you go back and listen to the podcast, you won't find a single mistake in her English. It is absolutely impeccable. And her Arabic, you know, dialects or whatever are even better. So I can't even imagine. But it just cracks me up because you were telling me, we're always worried about my English.
Yeah, you see how you say it? You make fun of my accent, though. Maybe you have something to do with it, Mr. Jackson.
Okay, well, listen. So here's what I want to leave people with. So you believe, I mean, there are cities right now that are saying, we don't want any part of these terrorists. They've essentially said our cities are safe from terrorism. And you think that's going to be a trend and these guys aren't going to fight it out?
They are. They did fight it out, and that's why they set off a bomb in Port Said, because it declared itself as the first city that is free from the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization. I think that as beautiful as what is happening now, Egyptians, the vast majority of Egyptians want to live under a secular government, but this is absolutely wonderful, but at the same time, I know that the founders of Al-Qaeda, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, are not going to go away smoothly. But the Egyptian military stated today that they will not allow a paramilitary to form like the Free Syrian Army, the FSA, in Syria. So that's why they are meeting with Al-Azhar Islamic University, the head of Islamic University, and the Coptic Pope, Tewodros II of Alexandria, to discuss with the liberal and secular political figures to discuss a transitional government head by the leader of the constitutional, the president of the constitutional court, Mr.
All right, well, hey, Cynthia, I hate to cut you short, but listen, really appreciate your explanation of this because I was at a loss. But I know it's a big deal. I knew you'd be able to shed some light. Appreciate you. Thanks very much. We'll be back at the Black Sphere Radio Show, Hour 2 coming up.
You found Kevin Jackson.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
Don't make me destroy you.
I am not a dictator.
You can't beat the king, man. You can't beat the king.
Ultimately, I am president. I am not king.
This is the Black Sphere Radio Network.